Well, good morning, church. Good morning, buenos dias, por mis hermanos y en Cristo de España. ¿Está bien? Gracias. ¿Sí? No? Okay. It is good to be with you today. Amen?
Amen.
This morning is going to be a little different. Say, we love different.
We love different.
Yes. This morning we're gonna do something a little different, and I don't know where you are in your walk with Jesus. I don't know what valleys you've been walking through or enduring or experiencing. I don't know what victories you've had in your life. But as I was praying, as I was thinking through this morning and to preach or not to preach, what we would talk about, because we're kind of coming, summer's coming to a close, it's winding down. This has been a tremendously busy season, amen? It's been a full season. We've had an incredible amount of awesome things. VBS was incredible. We had an amazing opportunity to fellowship and have be blessed by two amazing Christian bands on Friday. Those are some awesome things, but we've also been through some hard things. Amen? We've been through some very deep challenges. And I just, I've felt the Lord saying, you know what? Rather than preach, rather than do the routine, I want you just to come into my presence this morning. And so this morning, we're going to make this worship service all about the Lord Jesus. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And so rather than preaching a message, rather than those kinds of things, we're gonna sing, we're gonna read from the Psalms, and we're gonna pray. Amen. As a church. And there's gonna be a time of celebration, adoration, there's gonna be a time of confession, there's gonna be a time of thanksgiving, and there's gonna be a time of supplication. And so whatever ideas, whatever thoughts you had coming into the room, I just want you to let those go and join with me as we come before the throne of grace together. Amen?
Amen.
Can we do that today?
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 says this. It says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, who? Jesus. By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is what? He's faithful. And let us, brothers and sisters, let us consider how to stir up one another to love first and good deeds second, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. The Lord is inviting us into his presence. Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, as faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
Amen.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Mm. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Will you join me as we just say a prayer of adoration and praise to our God? Father, we love you so much, and we are so in awe of you. Lord, as the psalm writer says, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Lord, and they go on to say, my soul longs, yes, it even faints for the courts of the Lord. Our hearts and our flesh sing for joy to you, the living God, the God who created everything, who holds all things together by your word of power. God, we give you praise. Lord, I pray that, God, that our lives would reflect this truth, this word, that our soul, our very heart and flesh would long for you. Lord, that we would desire to worship you, to be just so in awe of who you are, God, that our very flesh would cry out and it would sing for joy because you alone are worthy.
Yeah.
God, you take care of your creation. You love your creation, even from the smallest sparrow and swallow. And God, those who dwell in your house are blessed because of your presence. God, may we find our strength in you. Even as we go through seasons of excitement and joy and everything seems to be working together, Lord, may we not forget or forsake you. As we go from strength to strength, Lord, may we always acknowledge you before men. God, I pray that you would hear our prayer, that you would give ear to us. That God, that you would be our shield, that you would be our very present help in time of need. God, I pray for all of us in this room, that God, that we would come to that realization that a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. That God, even if all we had to do was to be a doorkeeper in your house, God, that is far better than dwelling in the tents of wickedness. Even though the tents of wickedness could be something that's so amazing and from an earthly perspective would be what we're trying to strive towards. The pinnacle of our career, the having all our checkbooks balanced, no debt. God, may our chief desire to be in your presence. For you are a sun and a shield, Lord. You bestow favor and honor. God, you don't withhold anything good from those who walk uprightly, from those who are obedient to your word, from those who are in relationship with you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God, we rest on the promise that blessed is the one who trusts in you. God, may we grow, each one of us, Lord, in our trust in you, Lord, as you stretch us, as you test us, as you draw us into relationship with you, God. That it's not just some ascent of our mind, some intellectual activity where, yes, we agree with these principles, but our lives do not reflect that reality and that truth. God, may we live rightly as created before our Creator. What mold of clay has ever said to the potter, I want you to do this. But Lord, you fashion us after your desire and your will, because you are God. And Lord, I pray that we would live in that fear and that awe, knowing that you alone are worthy. How lovely it is to be in your dwelling place. O Lord of hosts, we long for you. Yes, we even faint for you, and we sing for joy. And all God's people said, Amen. We just sang the song of repentance when we just cried out that God would give us clean hands. I want to invite you, if you're able physically, I want you to get on your knees. As we read Psalm 51 together. And if you're uncomfortable with this, that's fine. This is not to be compelling. This is not to be, if you're able, I invite you, church, that you would get on your knees with me. That as a body, we would make a declaration that not only is God worthy of our praise, but He is worthy to save and heal. Amen? He is worthy and He is willing to forgive if we would but ask and confess. And so the words of Psalm 51 will be on the screen, and I just want to invite you to read these words with me as we, as a body of Christ at Faithbridge, would seek the Lord together. Psalm 51, Psalm of David, He writes this, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Lord, restore to me, restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Then I and we will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God of our salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will declare your praise, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with the burnt offering, but the sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar." I want to invite you now, just in the privacy, in the stillness of your heart, that you would make confession of those things, those sins, those areas of your life that have had a hold over you. That God would create in you a clean heart. He would restore to you the joy of your salvation. Let's do that together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, we confess to you our wickedness. We confess to you, Father, that apart from you, Jesus, and your healing and forgiveness of our sins, that we are dead in our sins and we are unworthy. But for God's love, amen, you've made us alive in Christ. So God, I pray that you would hear our hearts, that you would restore to us the joy of our salvation. God, we confess that we don't always do the good thing. God, we don't always seek first your kingdom. God, we confess that we are selfish. We confess that we're self-righteous, self-justified. We confess that we are wrong more than we are right. And we fail to acknowledge that. God, we confess that we don't always think the best of one another. We confess that sometimes we're more nice than we're kind. We confess that we don't always speak the truth to one another out of love. God, we confess all of those deep, darker sins that Lord, that we're ashamed of, that we struggle with in our flesh. We confess our arrogance, our pride, our drunkenness, our dissension, our envy, our jealousy, our unforgiving spirit, our gossip. God, we confess this to you, Jesus, and we pray that you would cleanse us and purify us, restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Thank you for your blood on the cross that forgives us, that cleanses us and purifies us. Thank you for your resurrection that gives us hope that a new day is coming when you will wipe away all of our tears. You will set right every wrong, and your glory would be made known and manifest. Until that day, Lord, may we be faithful. May we be forgiving. And may we always point one another to you, Lord Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. If this is a prayer that you have prayed and you agree with, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue as we sing and give thanks to our great God. We're going to read Psalm 118, and in Psalm 118, there's a refrain that says, "His steadfast love endures forever." So when I read the first phrase, I want you to shout it out. His steadfast love endures what?
Forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say. Let the house of Aaron say,
"His steadfast love endures forever."
Let those who fear the Lord say,
"His steadfast love endures forever."
Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me, and he set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to what? Trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than what? Than to trust in princes or presidents. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me. They surrounded me on every side. And in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. And in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling. But check this out. What does Scripture say, church? The Lord helped me. Why? Because the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. How mighty is the right hand of the Lord? Because who is seated at the right hand of the Father? Jesus Christ, amen? I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely. You guys feel that sometimes, church? Come on. Are we here together to celebrate who God is? He's disciplined because God, the Father, is a good Father, and he disciplines those whom he loves, amen? And sometimes it feels severe. But check this out. He has not given us over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has what? It's become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Church, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success for His glory. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords on the horns of the altar. You are my God. And what, church? I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. You guys can have a seat. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded blessing, life forevermore. How good and pleasant it is, brothers and sisters, when we dwell in unity.
Amen.
It is an extravagant gift of God. Amen?
Amen.
It overflows and overwhelms. As we kind of come to the denouement of our service, I want to invite you just to circle up with the people around you, that you would pray as we supplicate. That's not a word you hear very often, is it? But as we go before the Lord, I want to encourage us and invite us and challenge to pray for unity in the body of Christ. Jesus, in his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, he says this. In verse 6, he says, I've manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. This is Jesus talking with his Father. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I've guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself that they may also be sanctified in truth. And this is where Jesus prays for you and for me, church. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Can we pray together? So just gather up, pray for unity, that we would be the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer. And when Jesus prays, he gets what he wants, amen? Because he prays in complete obedience to the Father. So would you please, just for the next few moments, it doesn't have to be long, just pray for that kind of unity and that kind of oneness. Jesus continues and finishes his prayer in John 17, verse 24. He prays us, he says, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know you that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us and thinking of us, even back on that night so long ago. That God, as you faced the cross, I was on your mind, and you were praying for me. You were praying for each one that has placed their faith and trust in you for salvation. God, as we've praised your name and given you the glory and sung that worship to you, Lord, you alone are worthy. God, I pray that you would accept our confession, both individually and corporately. God, as we've given you thanks for the great love that you have for us and the new life that we have in Christ. And God, as we seek you, as we pray, as we ask for greater unity and for greater understanding of what it means to be one in Christ as the body of Christ. God, we don't do that for our own satisfaction, for our own encouragement. We do that, God, that the world would know.
Yeah.
That the world would know who you are because of the amazing work, the amazing miraculous transformation of bringing us out of death and into life. That they too might come to the saving knowledge of Christ because of your work in us, God, as the body of Christ here at Faith Bridge, both corporately and individually. God, thank you for my brothers and sisters here. Thank you for their willingness and their desire to declare your steadfast love, which endures forever. God, we love you. Church, if you love the Lord, say, I love you, God.
I love you, God.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
Saving me.
A sinner.
A sinner.
For we are great sinners.
Yeah. We are great.
Who serve a great Savior.
We serve a great Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for worshiping with us this morning. Thanks for being here and being flexible. I know this was maybe a little bit different than what we're used to, trust me. But God is good, amen?
Amen.
His steadfast love endures forever. But remember as you walk out how good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity and we praise the Lord. Why? Because we're the church. We love God and we love others.